Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. The mystery of the cocaine bricks washing ashore on Australia's east coast may be solved. Australian Federal Police have charged a man with a massive drug trafficking scheme. Detective Superintendent Adrian Telfer says they allege he tried to import 20 tonnes of drugs in the past year, including a 900-kilo shipment that ended up scattered on our beaches.
We believe this cocaine was from the failed plot by this individual. We've been engaged with New South Wales Police since early December concerning these drugs washing ashore.
Sydney is trying to heal after a wave of violence, but the New South Wales Premier says social media is making it harder. Premier Chris Minns is calling out major platforms for allowing graphic content and misinformation to spread like wildfire.
The most passionate defenders of social media firms that may argue that it's difficult to take down content in the immediate aftermath of a violent incident. It's pretty hard to defend it, considering we're 48 hours after the offence and it's still up, still available.
It's as a sombre mood hangs over Westfield Bondi Junction, reopening 5 days after the horrific stabbing attack. Police are returning to pay respects to the 6 victims and find solace. Regular business resumes tomorrow. And the Greens are urging the federal government to take action on skyrocketing student debt. With indexation rates set to rise again, the party warns graduates could be saddled with an extra $12.3 billion in debt by June. It wants Labor to abolish indexation, following the lead of the US, which recently cancelled student debt for thousands of Americans. Geelong coach Chris Scott says they'll consider using the same loophole that got Brisbane's Charlie Cameron's suspension overturned. The AFL Tribunal reduced Cameron's ban due to his good behaviour and clean record. Scott says it would be unfair not to use the same rule if any cat cops a suspension.
It's incumbent on you to use that. It would be offensive to any of our players to suggest that they're of lesser character than the two players in recent history who have successfully used that clause.
Patrick Dangerfield, Tom Hawkins and Jake Collar Jasny are in for the Cats against the Lions on Saturday.